8 Secrets. Introduction. Whether at our workplace or in our social circle, we all know someone who's mentally tough and resilient. This is the type of person who never gives up, sees setbacks as an exhilarating challenge, and never seems fazed no matter how tough the going gets. In fact, they seem to thrive in chaotic situations. The hotter things get, the cooler they appear, not a hair out. What's more, they never seem to get fatigued. They vibrate with perpetual energy and passion. They radiate with positivity and cheerfulness. Naturally, these people are also spectacular achievers. For them, success is a given. Do you envy these seemingly invincible superheroes? Do you find yourself wondering what their secret is? Well, why waste time on envy when you can become just as tough and resilient? Why puzzle over their secret when it's right here in this book? Page 2. Mental toughness is not a special talent or a God-given trait. It's a skill that you can master to develop a tough-as-nails mindset that can overcome any setback or adversity. And along with it, you can be sure that burnout will be eliminated from your life. Developing these essential qualities for success is fairly simple. The strategy consists of 8 secrets that are so powerful that they will change your life. Page 3. What is mental toughness? We all have a general idea of what it means to be mentally tough, but what exactly does mental strength involve? And how does it prevent burnout? Mental resilience is a combination of different qualities. It's the ability to deal with change, pressure, and stress while performing at peak capacity. This ability to take anything in. Page 4. Stride is fueled by a powerful mindset of self-belief, optimism, and positivity. Simply put, mentally resilient people live by the mantra, "I can do it." Developing mental toughness is just like working out too. Develop physical fitness and strength. It involves developing a set of habits that build mental resilience and strength. The 8 secrets discussed here will help you do that. When practiced consistently, you will begin to experience dramatic changes in your life. Based on this definition, it's not hard to see how developing mental resilience is fundamental to achieving your goals and living your best life. Page 5. The 4 C's of mental toughness. Before proceeding with the 8 secrets, there are 4 basic factors you need to reflect upon in order to create effective change. The 4 C's are 4 areas you need to reflect on to assess where you currently stand on the mental resilience scale. Acknowledging that you need to change and making the commitment to tackle your weak points is the first important step. Changing your mindset and learning new habits is a transformative endeavor and therefore does require some effort on your part. The 4 C's are the basic pillars that lay the groundwork for your transformation. 1. Commitment. Commitment means making the wholehearted intention to build mental toughness and change your life. It means making it your full focus and top priority. It means practicing the 8 steps diligently until you have mastered them. Page 6. Anything less will result in mediocre, temporary change and you will have wasted your time. So, be prepared to put in the time and effort and make the commitment to stick to it. Commitment involves bringing the process of change into everything you do and keeping it always top of mind. It involves avoiding distractions and not allowing yourself to get sidetracked. A high commitment level also means establishing consistent routines to build new habits and break old behaviors that are holding you back. All it takes is a few moments of honest self-reflection. Identify The habits that have been standing between you and your full potential and making the intention to break them. End your self-reflection session by pledging to yourself the commitment that your main goal in the coming period will be to develop mental toughness. Page 7. 2. Control. Identify the areas in your life where you are emotionally in control. For example, your level of self-confidence and self-belief, your ability to articulate and communicate with others, your anger triggers, and how well you manage anger. Knowing where you are on the control scale means assessing how in control you are of your sense of purpose and how easily you get distracted or frustrated. More importantly, honestly assess how in control you feel. When things get chaotic, do you panic? Do you get angry or blame others? Do you look for the easiest way out? Do you avoid confronting issues until things get even worse? Again, this requires some honest self-reflection to identify these problem areas and understand why you need to eliminate them. 3. Challenge. Reflect on how you deal with challenges or setbacks. Do you see them as failures or hurdles? What types of challenges? Page 8. Excite and motivate you? What challenges frustrate you and make you feel helpless? How well do you adapt to change? Do changes or challenges sidetrack you or make you give up? Do you consider adversity as an opportunity or a threat? Would you consider yourself flexible? Do you avoid challenging situations because you are afraid to fail? All of these are crucial questions that need to be answered in order to confront your negative mindset and behaviors and further understand how they are holding you back. 4. Confidence. This is the extent to which you believe in your skills, capabilities, and creative talents. It is your belief in your ability to complete tasks, set goals, and achieve them. It's your confidence in your ability to influence others and express yourself articulately. Page 9. The questions you need to ask yourself here are: is your confidence usually shaken by setbacks or unexpected changes? Do you have the confidence to seek out new opportunities and think out of the box? In what area do you feel you need to have more self-confidence? The bottom line, the 4 C's of mental toughness should be an eye-opener if your self-reflection is totally honest. Already, you have begun to see where you fall short on the mental toughness scale, and where your weaknesses and strengths lie. Based on this, you will be able to identify which of the 8 techniques you should focus more on. Keeping these findings in mind will help you tremendously as you begin your journey. Now, it's time to change your life. Page 10. The 8 secrets to developing mental resilience and avoiding burnout. Secret number 1. Make connections. Human relationships are vital for our emotional health and well-being. They are even more vital for building mental resilience. Living in emotional isolation and thinking you can do it all on your own is a very lonely place to be. We all need human interaction to function well and lead balanced lives. Strong relationships are your buffer against the outside world, which can often be cruel and inconsistent. A mentally tough person will typically have a strong network of family, friends, colleagues, and mentors who are loving and supportive. Your first step is to strengthen your connections to the important people in your life. This means expressing your appreciation and love for them consistently and never betraying their trust in you. It means always being there for them just as you expect them to be there for you. When you put your heart and soul into these relationships, you can be sure that you will receive tenfold what you give. Page 11. Who should these people be? Family, friends, colleagues, and even your community, when you become active at your local church or volunteer at a charity or other community organization. Foster these healthy relationships with people who care about you and will generously give their time to listen and offer sympathy and support. These are the people who see your unique qualities and special talents, as well as your flaws, and totally accept you for who you are. These are the people who will support you through difficult times and give you hope and reassurance. They care enough about you to show you tough love when you need it. They point out your mistakes and hold you accountable. They rejoice in your successes and are generous with sympathy and encouragement during times of adversity. Making these strong connections will foster your mental resilience dramatically. You know that if you lost everything tomorrow, you would still have these wonderful people in your life who will cheer you on to pick yourself up and start over. And you will do so because you want to make them proud. Page 12. Secret number 2, controlled exposure. This is a powerful technique that builds mental toughness by forcing you out of your comfort zone. Controlled exposure means gradually putting yourself in uncomfortable situations that cause you anxiety and forcing yourself to react calmly. Research has shown that practicing controlled exposure strengthens mental resilience, especially when it comes to decision-making and goal-setting, as it decreases the fear of failure. One exercise to consider is public speaking. The average individual has a fear of speaking in public. Even professional speakers probably get the jitters every now and then when there's a particularly large audience. Public speaking challenges your self-confidence and the inner critic in your head that tells you you're going to fail or say something so spectacularly embarrassing that you'll never live it down. Anyone who's spoken in public knows the different horror scenarios that go on in their head before the event. Page 13. The best way to build mental toughness is to find opportunities, small ones at first, to speak publicly or perhaps give a short presentation at your workplace. Relax. It will never be as awful as you imagine. In fact, it will probably go off very well, giving you the confidence to do it again and again. It gets easier over time and builds amazing mental muscle. Another option is to stand up for something you feel strongly about. We often prefer not to air our political, ecological, or religious views in order to avoid uncomfortable arguments. But if you believe strongly in something, you should never shy away from standing up for them. Seek opportunities to speak your mind calmly and confidently, and be open-minded to other people's views and even criticism, never compromising on your values and beliefs. Takes a lot of courage sometimes, mental courage and toughness. You can also express your views on social media, but be warned, social media platforms tend to have somewhat of a hate culture, so be prepared for some savage criticism. That's not to say you shouldn't do so. It's a great way to develop tough skin along with mental toughness. Surprise yourself by not. Page 14. Backing down and instead laying out your arguments respectfully and logically. It's a great way to control anger and give your patients a good workout. Another type of controlled exposure is to intentionally engage with a particularly obnoxious person. We all have one or two of these people in our lives. These are the constant critics, the moaners and groaners, the perpetual victims. They are the fearmongers and who see doom and calamity lurking around every corner. Being around these people can have a crippling effect on you, because they play on all of your fears and insecurities. They leave you drained and sapped of passion and motivation. Force yourself to interact with these people in order to build mental resistance to fear of failure. Always respond positively and confidently, telling yourself that you are lucky to have a totally different perspective. This exercise is particularly helpful because you will encounter this type of negative person throughout your life. As you build mental toughness, their words will simply bounce off of you. Page 15. Expose yourself to these types of stressful situations gradually, and then build up. Over time, you'll be amazed to discover that they cease to affect you. This is not some bogus technique, but actually backed by science. Cognitive behavioral therapy tells us that controlled exposure builds self-esteem along with a sense of control and mastery. In times of adversity, you will react with less anxiety and fear and quickly take control to remedy the situation. Secret number 3, learn to see crises as molehills rather than mountains. Being mentally resilient means being very clear on one thing. When it comes to crises, external events are completely out of your control, no matter how well you plan for them. What you can control, however, is the way in which you react to them. You may think that anybody would naturally make this distinction, but is this really your mental process when you are facing a crisis? Often, it's the other way around. We let the page 16 crisis control us rather than taking control by managing our reaction to the situation. Mental resilience requires that you step back from the crisis and calmly consider how you will deal with the challenge. Never blow it out of proportion and call it a failure. Monitoring your mental self-talk is very important. Tell yourself that life will go on despite this setback, as indeed it will. Remind yourself that in a year, a month, or even a week, it will be behind you and forgotten. The key is to stay hopeful. Do what you can to get back on track and trust in yourself. Assess what you need to do to get over the crisis. Perhaps you need to realign your goals, make some quick decisions, or seek advice and support. You might decide to take some time out to clear your mind before tackling the problem. By shifting your thinking in this way, you will immediately start to feel better and in control. You are already becoming mentally tough. Page 17. Secret number 4, accept that change is part of life. There's a saying that the only consistent thing in life is change. It's a given that nothing in life stays the same. Being mentally prepared for change allows you to meet it head on with fortitude and strength when it does come. Along with this understanding comes the very powerful quality of acceptance. Acceptance enables you to bend but not break when the winds of change blow. You accept that change is inevitable. You accept whatever fate brings without ranting and raving about it. Instead, you are determined that nothing will defeat you. When you learn to look at change differently, you can actually identify opportunities for growth and change in yourself. Some changes may help you realize that some of your goals are no longer realistic and that a new plan of action is required. Some changes may encourage you to develop new skills and expand your qualifications. Some changes may propel you towards a new and more successful path. So, no matter how negative change may be, accept it as a fact of life and look for possible opportunities. Page 18. Acceptance is the most powerful armor you can have against change. It's what keeps you going. If you often rage against the world when things go wrong and find it hard to accept change, enhancing your spirituality can be a good way to develop acceptance. Strong faith, prayer, meditation, mindfulness exercises, and yoga are all spiritual practices that develop inner calm, wisdom, and acceptance. Secret number 5, don't underestimate the power of gratitude. If the skeptic in you is wondering what gratitude has to do with mental resilience, hold your judgment until you read how it works. gratitude has proven so instrumental in affecting personal change that scientists decided to study this mysterious emotion. Today, a large volume of research is able to tell us that gratitude has numerous benefits, and here are just some of them. Page 19. Gratitude improves overall physical health. Gratitude improves longevity. Gratitude reduces the risk of high blood pressure, diabetes, and heart disease. Gratitude breeds optimism and empathy. Gratitude strengthens personal relationships. Gratitude reduces stress. Gratitude develops better self-expression. It's not surprising then that gratitude also builds mental fortitude. Feeling grateful boosts our adaptive coping mechanisms by fostering positive emotions like acceptance, satisfaction, inner peace and hope. All of these emotions build emotional and mental resilience. A study published in the International Journal of Social Psychiatry concluded that there was a strong link between the practice of gratitude and mental resilience. The large cross-section study found that participants who practiced gratitude and kept gratitude journals were mentally more resilient. These people were motivated to bounce back after setbacks and were less affected by adversity. Page 20. More specifically, gratitude builds resilience in the following ways. It develops the capacity to solve problems proactively, the ability to focus on effective solutions and the motivation to put those solutions into action. It promotes the desire to stand out, to be unique and to be a winner. It develops the ability to let go of negative feelings and experiences and to focus on the future with hope and optimism. When we practice gratitude, our brains release the feel-good hormones serotonin and dopamine. These are two neurotransmitters that improve our mood and make us feel more positive and optimistic. By practicing gratitude consistently, you can rewire your brain to strengthen these neural connections until they create permanent pathways. When this occurs, you will feel perpetually positive and passionate about life, more accepting of change and better able to overcome adversity. In other words, gratitude releases negative and toxic emotions and replaces them with acceptance, optimism, and inner joy. Another study found that people who engaged in gratitude. 8 Secrets Continued. Page 21. Journaling regularly reported feeling lessens anxiety, stress, and depression. Simple ways to practice gratitude. 1. Count your blessings. Make the intention to find 5 opportunities to be thankful each day. These can be small things that you may have taken for granted and never noticed before. For example, the pretty view from your office window or even your laptop and how much easier it makes your life. You can feel gratitude towards a friendly and helpful sales assistant. You can express appreciation for a colleague who offers to run an errand for you. These are all little things to notice throughout your day and feel grateful for. They're also opportunities to thank the people you appreciate and make their day as well. Counting your blessings also extends to the really meaningful things and people in your life. Reflect on how lucky you are to have your loving, supportive spouse, how grateful you are for the health of your children, and your own health as well. Be grateful for having a steady job, a happy marriage, or amazing friends who support you through thick and thin. Nothing puts things into perspective more than this kind of mindset. Page 22. 2. Journaling. Keep a gratitude journal to record your appreciation on a regular basis. To train your mind to function in gratitude mode, you should journal no less than 3 times a week. Some people enjoy journaling every day before bedtime so that the last thoughts on their mind is happy, positive thoughts. Simply record events or people you are thankful for. Briefly, describe the situation and how it made you feel, mentally, expressing your gratitude. The bottom line, gratitude breeds so many positive emotions that over time, adversity and setbacks will cease to affect you as harshly as they used to. No matter what happens, you know that you still have so much to be thankful for and be able to bounce back more quickly. Page 23. Secret number 6, be decisive. In times of crisis and adversity, the worst decision you can make is to make no decision at all. Many people are so terrified of making decisions that this is exactly what they do. They either hesitate between several decisions for too long or put off the decision indefinitely. Some people are indecisive even when it comes to the most mundane things, like what color shirt to buy or what to order at a restaurant. When you consider that we make thousands of decisions throughout our day, you can see how crippling indecisiveness can be. Stressors and problems are not going to disappear if you ignore them. In fact, they may escalate. Being decisive brings closure to these issues and allows you to move on. Decisiveness is key to mental resilience. It develops a combination of self-confidence, a sense of mastery, and the acceptance of possible risks. It develops mental courage and strengthens belief in your capabilities and skills. Never shy away from decision-making or taking decisive action when it's required. Page 24. If you have trouble being decisive, train yourself by quickly make choices or mundane things throughout your day, coffee or tea, what to wear in the morning, bacon or turkey sandwich for lunch, to renew a subscription or not to renew. Training your brain to quickly make choices will reduce overthinking and accelerate decision making. When it comes to more serious issues, there are two powerful steps that can help you make better decisions. 1. Challenge the constraints. Assess the constraints that are holding you back from making the decision and challenge them. These could be financial, social, ethical, or people related, such as uncooperative colleagues. Challenging the constraints means finding ways to either eliminate them or work around them to make the best decision possible. 2. Consider what failure would look like. Reflect on what failure would be like in a certain situation, and the key decision or decisions that need to be made to avoid it. Page 25. This quickly eliminates what you mustn't do and narrows down the available options. Make the best decision you can and know that you don't have total control over the outcome. Accept responsibility for your decisive action and be confident that you have chosen the best possible route to take. Secret number 7, practice consistent self-discovery. Resilient people never stop seeking opportunities for self-discovery and personal growth. They dream big and are not afraid to pursue their passions. If you're stuck in a routine job you hate because it pays the bills, it doesn't mean you can't bloom and find personal fulfillment in other areas. If circumstances caused you to put your dreams on the back burner for a while, you can still keep yourself motivated and boost your resolve. Continue to page 26. Improve and grow so that when your moment comes, you'll be more than ready for it. Discover your hidden creative talents and skills by experimenting with new hobbies. Go skydiving, try bungee jumping, join an amateur theater group, or take a dancing class. Expand your mind by consistently learning new skills, honing the ones you have, and exploring topics you've always wanted to learn more about. Always embrace opportunities to enrich your life in as many ways as possible. Not only will this foster your self-confidence, but the sense of accomplishment and mastery will contribute to your mental toughness. You will begin to believe that you can conquer any challenge. Tragedy and difficult times, painful as they may be, can also be opportunities for self-discovery and mental strength. Making it through a difficult situation can teach you some invaluable lessons. You realize that you have drawn on amazing inner resources of strength that you never knew you had. You come to see how patient you are, or how strong your faith is, or how determined you were not to be defeated. Page 27. Studies have shown that people who experience hardship develop more appreciation for life and enjoy a deeper sense of spirituality, two of the key secrets to developing mental resilience. In good times and bad, you have the opportunity to grow your strength through consistent self-discovery and personal improvement. Secret number 8, take care of your health. The last thread that ties all of these secrets together is your physical health and well-being. Sound body, sound mind is not a cheesy cliche, it's a timeless truth. Your body and mind need to work together not only to foster mental resilience but to keep you functioning at your peak and prevent burnout. Additionally, mental burnout can be exacerbated by poor health and vice versa. Page 28. Nurture your mental toughness by taking care of yourself. This isn't a mandate to manic workouts at the gym or to lose 20 pounds, although of course, that's up to you. Just make sure you follow a healthy lifestyle to keep your energy levels high and your mind strong and nourished. We all know what a healthy lifestyle involves, so there's no need to go into much detail. The basics of healthy living include good nutrition, including plenty of lean protein, healthy fats with plenty of fruits and vegetables, moderate consumption of caffeine and alcohol, eliminating sugar as much as possible from your diet, exercising regularly, stress management with meditation or relaxing activity, getting enough sleep, nurturing spiritual health. Looking after yourself doesn't require any major lifestyle changes. Just assess the areas you may be neglecting and make adjustments to boost your physical stamina and improve your health. You owe it to yourself and to your loved ones to live your best life and to stay healthy and vibrant well into your old age. Page 29. Final thoughts. The 8 secrets discussed in this book all work together to create a life-changing transformation. The lack of mental toughness could be holding you back from living your best life and achieving so much more. Mental resilience and the amazing potential that comes with it is something worth striving for. The good news is that it doesn't require any special skills, complicated schemes, or expensive coaching sessions. All it takes is commitment and practice. When you practice these 8 techniques consistently, you will gradually begin to notice a change in your mindset and outlook. For some, it will happen very quickly. For others, the change will be slower. There's no set blueprint for how to practice the techniques. You can start with one and work on it for a week or two, then add another. You can start with 2 or 3 and build up. Or you can take on all 8 together by practicing each one for a few minutes throughout your day. Play around with them and see what works best. Finally, know that by deciding to grow your mental resilience and avoid burnout, you may be giving yourself a new lease on life. With mental resilience, you can reach further, do more, and make elusive dreams a reality. With mental resilience, your life will change, because you can do it. Are you ready to take your mental resilience to a whole new level? Click here to get started today.